So I'm Amelia, the Floating Opera. What a tune. You can vote for that on the 95BFM Top 10 if you love that. I know I'll be throwing that a vote. We've got something happening right now which is very exciting. We've got Gina Della Barca on the line from Show Me Shorts Short Film Festival. How are you doing, Gina?
Hilda, I'm great. What a beautiful day it's been today.
I know. Aren't we blessed? Aren't we lucky? I'm feeling charged up. The sun's here. Spring's ready.
We all need it, a bit of sunshine to remind us that summer's right around the corner.
I know. How good. How good. And also right around the corner is Show Me Shorts. Sure. What is the co-pop of Show Me Shorts for the uninitiated?
So we're New Zealand's leading international short film festival, and we're a charitable trust that's run largely by volunteers, or just short film fans, really. So over the last, this is our 20th year that we're going into, and the festival was started by myself and some friends who really just wanted to see some of these amazing short films that we kept hearing about winning awards overseas and make them available to Kiwis everywhere. So starting from one location 20 years ago, the festival now screens in 40 cinemas nationwide every October. So we're bringing people amazing stories from Aotearoa and all across the globe. A little bit of inspiration, a little bit of fun, a little bit of thoughtfulness into people's lives.
Wow, so wicked. It's so beautiful to hear about something, I guess, people bringing culture here instead of feeling like they have to leave the country to experience it. You're really fighting the good fight on that one, and I appreciate you. The festival turns 20 this year, which is quite a feat. Do you remember that first planning meeting? What was that like?
Yeah, it was just a group of friends that wanted to do a fun project together, really. And we didn't envision it becoming like a fixture and mainstay of the kind of film scene here. But so many New Zealand filmmakers, I mean, most filmmakers start with short films, and we've had the privilege of screening work from so many amazing filmmakers over the years. We actually have a 20th anniversary retrospective screening in the program this year, and so we're screening some of our most loved and most successful films. There's films like Uphill by Jackie Van Beek, This Is Her by Katie Wolfe, Take Three by Roseanne Liang. These are some filmmakers that have gone on to big success internationally, making well-funded feature films. So it's really nice to be able to revisit those during the festival. But of course, we have so many new films from up-and-coming directors from here and abroad as well. So it's really exciting to give them their first outing. There'll be lots of world premieres happening during the festival. And I think it's such a great way to get to know who are the upcoming, exciting new directors. And just experience something with an audience is always fun too.
Yeah, it's short films have such a special place in the economy and the growth of young directors too. So many young directors. I remember watching Taika Waititi's first short films. And you can see it's there from the jump. Do you have a favorite short film on this year's program?
Oh, that's a tough question. We've narrowed it down to 83 shorts from about 2,500 that were submitted. So it's pretty hard to pick a favorite.
Oh, tiny list, small. Yeah. 80, that is incredible.
But I am really excited to see, New Zealand short filmmakers are known for making great coming of age stories, and we do have some of those. There's films like Ace, which is a film by Ray Edwards about a boy going off on an adventure with his imaginary friend. And there's Pititi or Peaches by Tajin Muhammad Kapa, which is about a boy from a broken home who's stealing peaches from his neighbor's tree. Those are some really evocative, kind of nostalgic coming of age stories. But we also have some really interesting sci-fi in the program. There's a film called Temporal by Weston Symes, and it is about an astronaut stranded on a distant world and searching for his missing co-pilot, and he gets stuck in a time loop. Wow. And then there's There's also a really great horror called Flag Fall by the musician Joe Lonnie, and that's about a haunted taxi cab. So I think there's some kind of other types of genres that are creeping into the lexicon of storytelling in New Zealand.
That's amazing. We love to hear it. We love to hear it. Alongside you speaking to us today, you've also been kind enough to offer us a double pass to the opening night. What is screening on the opening night? Or is that a secret?
No, it's not a secret. So it's mostly world premieres screening at Auckland opening night. So it'll be a really fun vibe. There'll be lots of filmmakers and all of their crews excited to see their films on screen for the first time. So we've got a little taste of some China. There's a Chinese focus this year, so one of the films from that program. And there's one, two, three other world premieres of local and international films. There's a New Zealand premiere of the film Ace that I mentioned. There's a wonderful Indian film about a dog that turns into a boy called Moti. And there is one of the films from The Retrospective, the Roseanne Liang film Take Three is screening. And yeah, it's just going to be a really fun time. So it happens on the 7th of October at the Civic. Lovely to be in our most prestigious cinema to celebrate these short films and come together, have a drink, kind of celebrate these wonderful filmmakers and launch their work into the world.
Yeah, what a treat, what a treat. Well, we better give away this prize then. If you want to win a double pass to the opening night of Show Me Shorts, 5395, with your name, your B-card number, and your favourite short film. Why not? Why not? Thank you so much for calling in, Gina. It's such a pleasure.
You're so welcome. And I'll look forward to seeing you at some screenings of the short films in the next couple of weeks.
Most definitely. As Callum Devlin would say, cool stuff doesn't just happen, you have to show up. So we'll be showing up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.